than when my brother became my partner in the nursery. By this time, I had made enough money that I could not do that anymore because I had trained my brother and Austin Kenyon. I didn't train Austin, but they were in charge of growing it then, and I had a lot of curiosity to go out and see what the rest of the world was all about because I'd been doing this since I was 11 years old. So I said, you know, I haven't gotten a chance to really find out what the world's all about. So I went to my brother and I said, Gil, let's sell this business. I'm burned out after all these years, and we can get enough money out of it that we can go do what we want to do. Well, he said, you know, I haven't had my chance to run it yet. I said, well, okay. I'm going to write the manual on how to do it, which I did. Gave him the manual, gave him a bottle of aspirin, and said goodbye. Call me if you need me. And that's the way he took it over.
How old are you at this time?
Just past 30.
Just past 30. And you had made a fair amount of coin, hadn't you?
I had, and I was very fortunate. I mean, I can't take all the credit for it. I started the ball rolling, but I've had fabulous people pushing that ball down the hill ever since.
By the time you're 30, then, you had expanded to all those other towns that you talked about earlier?
No, we had not. We were still just in the location where I originally started.
But you were doing business in Kansas City and...
We were doing business up through that part of the country, yes. And locally in Tulsa, Oklahoma City. You know, you have to go to the population areas to sell plants. Gil took it over. He was very ambitious also. So he wanted to build a nursery in Texas. And he and Austin Kenyon built that nursery in Texas without my help. But I had gotten them on the road. Then after that, then we decided, well, let's see if we can get a place in North Carolina. We did that. In the meantime, my brother called me after he had run it for about 5 or 6 years, and he said, well, it's your turn. I said, well, I didn't expect to have another turn this soon. But okay, what are you going to do? He said, I want to live in a city somewhere. I want to either live in New York or Paris or San Francisco. And I want you to come back and get this thing rolling and take it over and let me go do my thing. You got to go do yours. And I said, well, okay.
In the meantime, this young family that you started, are they still with you at 30?
Yes.
So you've been raising the family until you're 30 years old.
Right.
So all is good there. You talked about Asheville. Did you just go there because you like the area? Because it is beautiful. Is that
no, we didn't put our nursery in Asheville. When we did do one in North Carolina, we did it over on the other side of the state, over on the east side of the state in Greenville.
Okay.
But I always loved North Carolina. I'm a guy that loves nature's scenery and beauty and things like that.
Right.
And so those are the kind of places that always appeal to me.
When was the first time you bought your first semi-truck?
Oh, well, we didn't buy our first one. We would hire contract haulers in the beginning. So it was quite a while before we bought our own. We would prefer not to have gone into the trucking business, and it worked out real good for these guys to come to our nursery. We'd load the truck up. They would haul it for so many cents a mile, use their own rigs, get it delivered. But finally, after it got bigger and bigger, we couldn't depend on those contract haulers, so we had to buy our own trucks. We use those mostly for something you can get to in one day. And we still do contract hauling to the East Coast and up into New England and a little bit into Canada.
So you were into the trucking business.
We were. We had to get
into it. And so today, how many trucks are going out from that place?
The busy season, which is, of course, the springtime in Oklahoma, starts in middle of March and then all through April and May and into part of June. And we have to get everything out the door in that short of period of time. So now that the nursery is this size, just out of the Oklahoma nursery, we'll load 30 to 35 semi-trucks a day and ship them out. It's a big deal.
Yes, it's a big deal. It is a big
deal.
And
it's gotten to be a very big nursery.
Back to then, when you left the nursery, where did you go to play?
You know, I went to play in Colorado. I loved Colorado, and I learned about skiing, and I said, oh, boy, now there's what I want to do. So I had a residence in Vail, Colorado, for several years. Not that I was living there full-time, because I kept my Oklahoma residence. I was back and forth to the nursery during those years, but I didn't have day-to-day duties. Then into California, which was another long story. That's what I wanted to do, so I did that, and then wound up having a residence in Aspen, And then on through the years, came back to Oklahoma, back to the roots, and here I am.
And came back to Greenleaf.
Yes.
And your brother said, it's time for me to leave, and so then you came back to...
I did, and my mother was up in years by then, and she needed somebody to kind of be there for her, and so I took on that job. Meanwhile, my two older kids were already grown, and they're on their own by then. So they didn't need my help so much. My mother did, and the nursery did, and it didn't, because we had it going good, and we had good people who kept it going. And our president of the nursery right now, Randy Davis, has been with us since he was a kid in high school pulling weeds out of the containers, and he's worked his way all the way from that to the president of the company.
Wow.
He's great. So because of people like that that I've been able to get to help, I've been very fortunate, and I know that.
So then you're overseeing Greenleaf.
From a distance. But I had written the manual.
Right.
And they followed it for a number of years before they outsmarted me.
Then your mother eventually passes away?
She did. Mom passed away when she was 92. I had lost my dad way back when he was only 70. He had two or three strokes, and the last one took him out. I was telling you about my dad joining Alcoholics Anonymous. And he's one of the few people that I know of that I've seen turn his life around to the degree he did. And he became the president of the American Association of Nurserymen.
Wow.
Starting from being drunk.
Yeah.
As far as I know, he never had another drink after he sobered up.
And you're awfully proud of him.
Yes.
And that story. Yeah, you should be.